We have been requested to send some troops for the peacekeeping mission in Central Africa, and we did so by sending an infantry battalion of 850 troops.
When are they expected to arrive in Central African Republic?
We took 15 days, 3 days ago. So now I think by before 12 days they will be there. We are taking ourselves the charge of moving them.
Since you announced to Congolese that this is what the government is doing, how has the population reacted to this gesture?
Oh, they are well informed about what we have received from our friends of SADC in terms of assistance to our troops to defeat these M23. So people are very wise and they know that we have not only to receive, we have also to give when Africa is in need. Since we received, we must give, and the people are understanding.
Some civil society groups are saying that although this is a nice gesture, the country just came out of fierce fighting or conflict with M23, and that soldiers will be needed in the country to maintain the peace. What do you say to that?
Those who are arguing like that are those who are ignorant of reality. We have only to read a map, my dear, the map of Africa, and see we are sharing a border with Central African Republic of 1,500 kilometers. To give you an idea, the border who is bringing us a lot of headache with Rwanda is long only of 150. So why should not the government take care of the situation of the stabilization that can come from a border we are sharing with the Central Africa of 1,500, 10 times than the one of Rwanda? You know, this fire in Central African Republic, if we do not care to have it finished, will absolutely land in our Equator province and our Oriental province. So in doing this, we are caring of our own security as DRC. So people must, before arguing, read a map of Congo.
We heard that some of these displaced people have crossed the border into Congo because of the long border you share with the CAR. How is your government meeting some of these challenges as these refugees come into Congo?
First of all, let me tell you that this is a good reason for us to do what we must do, what we can do to see peace come back in Central African Republic. As for refugee, we have received 50,000 brothers and sisters from Central African Republic. We are caring for the gathering for them. We have also received a lot of Congolese that who ran away from Central African Republic, mostly from Bangui. We have to take care of them. So we must do all our best that this number cannot go beyond this number. So we have to work for peace in Central African Republic. Working for peace in Bangui is working for peace and security in Congo.